Talk Live, 855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. You can call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about. Not only is Free Talk Live heard on more than 100 great radio stations around the country, and XM, and free-to-air satellite, and of course we've got the live streams at freetalklive.com. Got the webcam where you can see what's going on in the studio at cam.freetalklive.com. The listen lines where you can call in to a telephone number, and if all you have is cell phone connectivity, you can listen to Free Talk Live. Just get those numbers at listen.freetalklive.com. All kinds of great options, all free. listen.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Ed in Jackson, Tennessee. Free Talk Live, Ed, tonight? You're on.
How y'all doing?
All's well.
Hi, Ed.
Hi, Stephanie. Okay, I want to bust a lot of this stuff. Y'all talking about spankings again.
On Saturday.
Well, that was last
Saturday night.
I'm talking about last night. In 2011, we're still talking about hitting kids.
Unbelievable,
me.
Huh?
Hey, all this stuff about discipline, what are you trying to discipline them about? I want indiscipline. are you people kidding me? And what age are you?
What's the benefit
about
to indiscipline?
Hitting kids and spanking kids. I don't want to hit them when they're 6 months old, or if they're 1 year old, or if they're 3 years old, or they're 8 years old, or they're 18 years old.
Yeah, Ed, you're supposed
to. I don't want to hit them.
You're supposed to beat the good behavior into them, right?
The
beatings will continue until morale improves.
I want free thinkers. And like I tell people, we're all liars, and the person we lie to the most is ourselves.
Mm. What does that have to do with spanking?
Okay. Well, Santa Claus. I got my little list here. Can I keep going? Y'all want
to... Yeah, you can talk about whatever you want. I'm just trying to follow, okay?
Okay. All right, have you caught up?
I think so. We're talking about Santa Claus? We're the biggest liars?
Yeah, I'm talking about Santa Claus.
All right.
Okay, we'll add the Easter Bunny.
Mm-hmm.
This is this religious nonsense.
Santa Claus and the Easter Bunny are religious?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, yeah, they're supernatural. I mean, they're not based in...
Why don't you tell them about an Easter Bunny or a Santa Claus?
Well,
it's this religious garbage. And look, I got a heck of a quote here to back this up. Those who can make you believe absurdities can make you commit atrocities.
Mm.
Well said, Ed.
We had a caller call in, and actually he asked a question that I thought was, whatever I think about the question doesn't really matter. But what about, do you ask children whether the sun rises, do you tell your children whether the sun rises and sets, or do you explain to them, the rotation of the earth?
I don't tell them anything. I have fun with them.
I love Ed.
All that. Hey, they'll learn it on their own. Paul Goodman.
Paul Goodman? Who's
this,
that?
This guy came out as being homosexual like in the 40s. He wrote the book.
That's going to be tough.
Growing Up Absurd.
All right.
Yes, I'm familiar with this book.
System.
He what? He bucked the school system?
He bucked the school system at that time just like everybody does today. But he tells you how the school should be run and set up. It ought to be a lot of freedom. He says you shouldn't even have grades up to age like 12 or 13. It ought to be just like a university for kids. They just go in and do what they want to do, have fun, get on the computers, do this.
Yeah, I tend to think the kids will learn what they need to learn on their own.
Adults are teaching themselves things all the time. We're always learning, but we don't have formal grades or anything like
this
that.
This is one place that I tend to come. My son Jack is very interested in reading. I'm sure the folks believe that because my son can read to some extent that we're sitting behind him with a lash making him do it. The fact is that he can get all kinds of mommy and daddy attention by sitting down with books. He's very interested in books. He likes the characters, and he wants to talk about what's going on in them. He sits down now and tells the little stories as he goes through. I mean, does what older kids do.
Mark, how old's your son?
3 and a half.
Hey, my advice to you, I've got a 28-year-old. My advice to you at 3 and a half, all I can tell you is hold him all you can.
Yeah. It does go fast.
Him, be good to him. And that's it. And let it go and let him think for himself.
So how's your 28-year-old come out if you are letting kids run wild and just giving them hugs and stuff?
Hey, all of them have been super. Hey, listen to this little story. And since you don't know who I am, it doesn't really matter. But listen to this. My ex-wife let me watch her two daughters because, you know, I had a son where one of the daughters was 8 and the other one was 5.
Mm-hmm.
And listen, it was almost embarrassing. When she would ask them, where do they want to go? If anybody can watch them, who do you want to watch them? It would be me.
Mm, I bet. You respect kids and treat them as people.
My grandmother asked one day in front of everybody, which was kind of awkward, but we kind of all get along. Everybody likes me but my ex-wife. But anyway.
Why do you suppose that is?
Well, she's got some reasons. But anyway.
All right.
The children's grandmother asked one day in front of everybody, well, how often does he spank y'all? And the 8-year-old said, that like she was taken aback. She said, he never spanks us.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, why would you want to spank a child? I mean, think about how stupid that is. For anybody, all this spare the rod, it goes back to this biblical garbage.
Oh, yeah.
The invisible man in the sky. I love J.L. Mackey's three questions for Christians and everybody. They got a severe problem with this. God is omnipotent. God is all-loving, yet evil exists.
Sure. Yeah.
They can't explain it.
Well, Ed, the Lord works in mysterious ways.
Right. I'll let y'all talk. Y'all say something now.
All right,
I'm a little intoxicated, but I'm all right.
Ed, you know, your advice is sound, even if your delivery is intoxicated. We love you.
I mean, I'm watching this all the time in my thoughts. I am just a little, I don't want to try to be overbearing, but.
You know, I wonder about certain circumstances with spanking. I wonder about certain circumstances. And one of those circumstances is like, you know, kids, well, he brought it up, and to say that he said it was stupid. And, you know, I wonder, you know, about certain circumstances. Let's say you've got a situation where a kid, you know, will hit his older or younger brother or something like that on a regular basis, and you can't get him to stop. You talk to him.
Okay,
I mean,
what age? That's the main question for me. What age?
I would say that you're probably talking that spankings should probably. If I was going to advocate for spankings, and I'm not.
For your question, Mark, what age are you talking about?
Somewhere between 3 and 6.
3 and 6. Okay, go ahead.
That you can't get the child to stop hitting another child that they tend to, you know, play extraordinarily rough.
Do you think, Mark, that sometimes kids pick up things from their environment and they do things because they see other people doing them?
Sure they do. Yeah, sure.
So I kind of wonder if a kid is hitting another kid, are they seeing that somewhere else and repeating that behavior?
Well, I've saw my son Jack and his friend Zachary, I don't think so. And I think that you can see it in nature is that, you know, animals compete for things. And
hey, Mark, another thing, though, with children, you know, all our brains or minds are not the same.
Yeah, I would absolutely agree with this.
And when you talk about that, hey, I tell you what I would love, Stephanie. I wish I could deal with so-called problem kids. I don't believe they could outdo me. I'm
very interested in this.
I love it.
I haven't run into a circumstance where I think that spanking my son Jack is appropriate. I'm not prepared to say that every circumstance under the sun is it inappropriate. I'm looking at 1% or less of spankings being appropriate at this point. And I don't know whether that last 1% is appropriate or not. I think you should try not to. Try everything else. The spanking's been shown to be statistically not as effective as other forms of punishment, but I wonder about certain circumstances.
Give me an example, Mark, why you would ever have to hit a child.
I just tried to give one to you. Ed, thanks for the call. 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Heritage for the Blind reminds you to be kind. There's something you can do for those who depend on you. Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS, 1-800-DONATE-CARS today.
Heritage for the Blind is an IRS-recognized charity, and your donation is tax-deductible. Whether your car runs or not, we'll tow it away for free. And as a special thank you, you'll receive a free 3-day hotel voucher to one of many exciting locations. So be a star. Donate your car. Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS or call 1-800-555-6689. And remember, you can prevent blindness by getting your eyes checked annually.
Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS. 1-800-DONATE-CARS today.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Has the United States been discovered in the Bible?
Where does Islam fit in Bible prophecy?
Is the new world order world government?
These and other crucial end time questions are answered in the new DVD package, Understanding the End Time, from End Time Ministries. Jesus Christ said, "I tell you these things before they come to pass, so that when they do come to pass, you might believe." After you watch this 14-lesson DVD series, Understanding the End Time, you'll know more about Bible prophecy than the average seminary graduate. This DVD package normally sells for $280, but now is only $199. Order Understanding the End Time DVD package at endtime.com today for only $199 or call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. 1-800-363-8463 or endtime.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-453. It's a SACL toll-free call-in line here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live with Mark.
And Stephanie.
855-450-3733. The holidays are just around the corner. This season, consider the greatest gift you can give your family and friends. Peace of mind. Destabilizing events are happening.
I love how every gift we've talked about has been the greatest gift you can give your friends.
Unemployment, inflation, food shortage. People got money. This holiday season, they need to consider all different gifts.
It's true.
food shortages, natural disasters, that's just to name a few. Get prepared, protect your family, don't delay. For my preparation, I choose wisefoodstorage.com. I've got the Wise Food packages in my pantry. Just in case something happens, they have a 25-year shelf life. They come in a rubber, a sort of plastic tote that will keep them safe, so you can put them in your basement or wherever. All you have to do is add water. But if they get wet, they'll be fine because they're in these metal Mylar pouches. You can get one, see for yourself, try it, taste it. Check out the packaging, whatever you want to do. Get a free entree sample by going to 855, calling 855-FOODWISE or going to wisefoodstorage.com. You need coupon code FTL to get the free sample. And with that coupon code FTL, you can get no-cost shipping, 10% off any order. It's wisefoodstorage.com or 855-FOODWISE, coupon code FTL. You can call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about. Let's go to Drew in Arizona. Wants to talk about Santa Claus. Drew, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, Stephanie. I enjoy listening to the show tonight, and I thought I'd call in on a few of the points you were talking about. First, Santa Claus not being real. I remember the moment, or the Christmas, I don't know how old I was, but I knew that Santa wasn't real, and I said that to my parents, and they turned it back around on me and said, well, if you don't believe in Santa Claus, then you're not going to get any gifts from him.
So,
you know,
ooh, they gave you an ultimatum.
Hold on. I think that's a terrible parenting tactic.
Did you have a younger sibling?
I had an older sibling, and I think she was the reason that I knew Santa wasn't real, because she was aware that Santa wasn't real.
So why do you think they did that? Why do you think they wanted to carry on the facade of Santa Claus if you were too old?
Probably because it makes them happy.
Apparently so, because we went through the whole same tradition you noted where there was always milk and cookies and it disappeared and there were gifts, but then magically on Christmas morning there were more gifts and they were labeled from Santa as opposed to...
So Santa wrapped your gifts. At my house, Santa didn't wrap gifts. And, you know, if the kids could... If five-year-olds could get together and look at the discrepancies and how Santa does gift-giving across the nation, they might very well see that there's... You know, there's some holes in this.
Or if they could reproduce your experimental results, Mark, where you found out that, you know, if you didn't reveal to your parents what you wanted, then you didn't get what you wanted. Now,
in some houses, Santa actually does the tree and the whole thing. You know, they won't have anything, and then the tree stays up after Christmas.
How does he fit that down the chimney? Well, that's pretty tough.
He's magic.
He plays Tetris with the Christmas tree.
I think the real reason was is at a young age, I knew how a chimney worked, and I knew there was no way that he could get through the flue and sneak through that. At least the chimney in my house, I knew. You know, I tried to play in the chimney before, so I knew that wasn't going to happen.
That wasn't going to go, yeah.
No, but about the F word, you know, I remember a time when I
kids saying the F word?
I don't want to say it, but...
I didn't say, can you say the F word? I said, are you referring to kids saying the F word? Thank you for not saying the F word when you thought that I said, can you say the F word?
Yes, as a child, I knew that it was a bad word, and I probably used it, but I knew not to use it around my parents. But I remember using, saying something similar and saying, well, you know, you really shouldn't fudge with her, and I legitimately did not say the F word.
Yeah.
And yet my mother still washed my mouth out with soap because she heard me saying the F word. But I find that ironic because it's only because, you know, my parents didn't use the word, but they, you know, maybe they did privately or not around children.
Sure.
So in her mind, she drew the conclusion that I had in fact said the word. So she was more comfortable with the word than I was, and yet I ended up being the victim of a soapy mouth.
You know, when I went to a Christian school when I was growing up, and it was interesting. I remember of all the chapels, we went from kindergarten through sixth grade. We had this sort of chapel thing in the library where we would meet once a week, and each one of the teachers, it would kind of you know, go round robin. Each of them would have to give a speech, so probably about each of them had to do it once a year. And this is all the teachers in that that time frame. And the phys ed teacher, he was not the biggest speaker. You know, I mean, it's sort of putting it together. So one year he did this thing on, you know, gosh, golly, darn, and these words. And, you know, he just didn't want you saying those words either.
He didn't want you to say golly and gosh?
Now, in practical application, he wouldn't do anything about it, which... means that he then therefore sanctioned it, because this isn't the kind of guy that didn't do anything about things that he didn't care about. I mean, he absolutely did things about things that he cared about. But it stuck in my mind since then. I mean, really, if saying gosh, golly, darn, and all these words, or fudge, if those things are a problem, then where do you go? I mean, at what point is an exclamation just not good anymore? I mean, I don't know. It seems to put these artificial boxes on people. Are you not going to go to heaven if you say the F-bomb? Because I don't think it's mentioned in the Bible. They don't even have curse words.
Well, not only that, Mark, if you say gosh golly, you're not going to heaven either.
Right, because you're taking the name... a name of something that's kind of close to God in vain, even though God's name's Yahweh.
It's a slippery slope, isn't it?
Well, even with children saying words that are similar to the naughty words, they're still implying something negative or something vulgar.
Yeah.
In that, so you know, if your parenting is to discipline that sort of behavior, you should be concerned about them saying words that aren't necessarily, you know, the actual word itself. Or
so is it that they don't want them have any kind of negative behavior? They don't want them to have those feelings?
Yeah, how are they supposed to express their feelings if they're frustrated, disappointed, angry, or whatever? Those are completely legitimate feelings.
Well, fortunately, I had a high school English teacher and in a poetry class who allowed us to use those words because he felt, you know, if that's what you feel, that's what you should say, and even though the school frowned upon that type of behavior,
I bet they did.
We got away with it in high school, at least in that one class. So, you know, I don't know. I tend to have a dirty mouth sometimes, so maybe that's a reason for that. But just real quick, I wanted to comment on what
I think. As one gets older, you see that there's less value in the terminology. I have a good friend. He is in a high station in Sarasota, Florida. He is a publisher of a magazine, and we work together. But, you know, in off hours, so he would be able to edit his speech, but in off hours, he would often switch to sort of being, you know, my friend from being my boss. I worked there for him for quite some time. And I always found it kind of shocking and weird, kind of. I mean, you know, I've heard these terms before, to hear him, cuss and use the F-bomb and things like that. And I think, you know, over time, I've found that it's just not that valuable of a word for me. And I don't want to slip up in front of my son or on the radio, so I don't use them. But it's real life, and I don't think you should edit real life necessarily. I just think that there are better ways to express yourself often.
Yeah, so much of the so-called fun is because it's taboo to say those things, and adults told you were bad if you said them.
Drew, did you have something else you wanted to say?
Well, if you have time, I just wanted to talk about Ron Paul's third-party run.
Hold the line. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now, Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I use WebEx anytime I need to meet with clients. With the new WebEx high-quality video, it's like meeting face-to-face.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. How do you use WebEx? Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live with Mark.
And Stephanie.
855-450-3733 is the toll-free number. You can call in, take control of the airwaves. The state owns the land, but they don't own the water. To be free today, you need a boat. Not just any boat, a life yacht. It's a stable catamaran as big as a house that purifies its own water, generates its own power, grows its own food, and has a shallow draft to be able to get a four-wheel drive car or SUV on shore. With a life yacht, you can live free of nearly any government intrusion and have a seashore home anywhere in the world. You can be involved for $1,000 in the commitment of as little as 8 months. It's EricksonCouncil.com. That's EricksonCouncil.com. Very, very interesting idea. I am interested in it myself. Let's go back to Drew.
In... You going
to
leave me and go out on a boat, Mark?
Not today. Drew,
I'm on a boat.
You're on Free Talk Live. What was on your mind? You were wanting to talk about Ron Paul.
Well, yeah, you had mentioned that you were making the point that if Ron did choose to run third party, he would certainly spoil the Republican vote, and either either he would win as an independent, or Barack Obama would.
I wouldn't claim that.
Your point was that he's dangerous as a third party candidate to the Republican Party, and you're right. I know that if he ran independent, certainly he would have the volunteers to get the amount of signatures and go through the process of getting on a ballot that way, and. Who knows? It would be interesting to see that. But
you'd think the Libertarians would snatch him up as their nominee, and then maybe a constitutionalist dual party, and maybe even the Greens, just in order to get some kind of credit. I mean, you'd think that there would be a coalition of thirds, but go ahead.
Sure. I'd love to see it, too. But I guess strategically, and I'm certainly not a fan of the election process and electoral politics, and I don't vote, for a lot of different reasons, but...
Mainly because your vote doesn't count in Arizona.
No, it doesn't count
anywhere.
The computers don't count it. And furthermore, you were talking about vote totals in general. In Arizona last time around in 08, Paul took something like 5%. And we knew there was manipulation, and it wasn't that he won the state of Arizona. It's that they didn't want Ron Paul supporters to realize how many of them were out there mm-hmm. and then what kind of numbers they were drawing. So I think if it were more accurate, Paul supporters would feel like there were more people who feel the same way they do. But I personally would like to see this go to the convention. You know, you have a lot of states that do select their delegates later in the year. In Arizona, the people who will go to the convention have already been identified, and they're mostly entrenched Republicans who probably won't support Paul. But, the opportunity for him to go to all the way to the convention and see this all the way through this time around.
Now, hold on just a second, Drew. I'm not sure I entirely understand what you say. Now, it depends on who wins as to who's sent to the convention. I am a delegate for a candidate, and if he gets some percentage of the vote, then I will go to the convention as a result. It has to be an incredible it's a number that he would have to get that would be, more than any one of the candidates will get among themselves. So I don't have any illusions that I'm going to be one that ends up there. But so okay, I don't understand. Ron Paul wouldn't have entrenched Republicans being representing him in the convention.
And I'm speaking specifically for Arizona. Obviously, it's different in every state. But in Arizona, they've already had their state organizing convention, which identifies our state committeemen. So these people are the pool of people who will be the people who will go to the convention and cast the vote. Now, the primary that will be held, I think, February here in Arizona, is known as a preferential poll. It's not; it has no binding effect.
Okay.
The delegates, technically the way that it works in Arizona, are allowed to go, and I think on the first vote, they're supposed to vote for who Arizona designated in the preferential poll, the primary.
Mm-hmm.
But then after that, they're free to vote for who they want. And
why you don't vote.
Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely. I mean, there's arguments to be made against voting in New Hampshire, but it makes a heck of a lot more sense to vote in New Hampshire than it does in so many other states because, the voting process in so many states is just foobar. And
oh, sure.
that's how it sounds like it is in Arizona.
Yeah, and add the computers on top of it, and there's no.
Yeah, there's paper ballots here in New Hampshire. Not to say that they handle them in the way that they're absolutely supposed to.
Hey, Mark, if voting changed anything, it would be illegal.
Yeah, I don't think that's true.
Politics that has to be gone through by these Ron Paul supporters, and God bless any of them that try this stuff, at least to fight the good fight and support Dr. Paul. But it all comes down to the convention, and if he were able to snatch up enough delegates in, say, states like California and elsewhere. He could push to an open convention, and you might see some arguing on the floor, and you might actually see something interesting. And again, I don't see victory as him winning and becoming president. I see victory in the process of opening people's minds.
I concur absolutely, and I think that he's great in that. However, I think that there's a possibility that Ron Paul could make it, a better possibility than there was in 2008. I don't know. I mean, I'm really dubious myself, but every day that goes by, these polls get better and better, and that's a good sign, not a bad sign, for the ideas of liberty. Not all of them. I don't think Ron Paul is the perfect supporter of the ideas of liberty, but I think he's a far sight better, and I don't, that's why I support it. Now, if he goes to a convention, I think that that's a surefire way of him losing. And I would love to see Ron Paul win some of these primaries and then still get dismissed as a candidate who can't win, because it just goes to show how little about the electoral process the parties care. I think that's very interesting. But I think that at some point that if he gets enough votes in enough of the primaries, that they'll have to make him the nominee.
I don't support the system, but I enjoy watching it, and I think it's important for, those that don't follow, these alternative libertarian, sites and radio shows like yours that don't get this information, and all they watch is the mainstream, and it's just, better that he's there than not being there, I guess. And I'm
curious about this one, Drew. If you think it's better that Ron Paul's there, then you would think that it's better that he remains there as long as possible. And so, therefore, why wouldn't you support the voting for him if you think it's good that he's there?
Well, no, I support supporting him, and I do what I can to support him in the ways that I can. But going into a church next to my house on election day, taking 5 minutes out of my day, marking my name on a piece of paper that goes into a computer machine that's not accountable to me, I have better things to do with my time, and I can be more effective at you know,
there you go.
Sharing Ron Paul with other people. It's just, you know, I don't tell people not to vote, you know, I don't typically, you know, tell new Ron Paul supporters that, oh, hey, there's this delegate process and it's a waste of your time. Don't even bother. You know, they got to learn that for themselves. I see that what you're saying, that I should support him in every way, but
I didn't say that. I asked you a question. I didn't say you should do anything. I asked you a question, and why? You know, my question was, why wouldn't you vote for a guy that you want to see in there, and you want to see in there longer? I would assume.
I think Drew's being completely rational. I agree with him.
Oh, I agree that voting tends to, especially in a system like it sounds like Arizona has, that it tends to be that your vote doesn't amount to much, but the vote totals will get reported if Ron Paul gets high enough numbers, and if he comes out as the winner in Arizona, and I don't think he will. I mean, that's a ways down the line there, so it would really matter on how well he does in elections prior to that. Then it would be interesting if he does very, very well in, you know, most of the early primaries and still doesn't get the nod. Don't you think that would show a lot of people that the system itself is invalid, so therefore voting, in fact, is a vote against the system?
I see your point.
Because I'm a super genius, Drew.
What's that?
It's because I'm a super genius.
I'm going to vote for him today by telling my friends about him and not wait till February.
Okay. There you go, Drew. Thanks for the call, Drew.
Thank you, guys. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Drew.
855-450-3733. I will never understand the principled non-voting stance. I have yet to have it explained to me in some way that makes any sense. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Beware the man with one gun, for he probably knows how to use it. Never has this been more true than with the Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. The one rifle to have, if you can have only one. It's the perfect lightweight, hard-hitting, do-it-all bolt-action rifle. Affordable, versatile, and reliable. Delivers 10 rounds of .308 Winchester performance. It's compact, lightweight, and accommodates a host of optics. Visit Ruger.com/scoutrifle or your local firearms retailer to learn more. The Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. It's mine, and it's American.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family, peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life, and they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com, and for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, FoodStorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG. meat, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Solar power.
Solar power.
Hand crank power.
Hand crank power.
Radio power.
Radio power.
The goods you want, the good deals you need to power up your survival are at 21stCenturyGoods.com. In our solar department, you'll find solar generator kits, solar lanterns, flashlights, radios, and solar cell phone and laptop chargers. 21stCenturyGoods.com is your hand crank headquarters for everything from generators to flashlights to emergency, weather, and shortwave radios by Grundig and Kato. Big brand names and big deals. Like this. Get a free solar flashlight with every order over $75. But hurry, offer ends soon. Go to 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. That's 21stCenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. We might be still able to slide you in here in the final segment of Free Talk Live's Live Sunday Edition with Mark.
And Stephanie.
Stephanie, you've got an article on outlaw hairstylists.
I sure do.
Here in New Hampshire.
Can you imagine every time someone says outlaw hairstylist, I picture someone like slinging a scissors and like pointing it, drawing the scissors out of their belt, you know.
Yeah. Wearing like leather pants and open shirt, you know, showing just a little bit of chest hair.
Exactly.
That's right.
Yeah. So this is from a local New Hampshire newspaper, the Concord
Monitor.
No, actually, well, it's from the Concord Monitor, but apparently it got picked up by the Associated Press.
Okay.
So this is beyond just in New Hampshire at this point. The headline is, New Hampshire considers deregulating cosmetology other jobs. It's by Norma Love from the AP. Anyone handy with scissors and a blow dryer could set up shop in New Hampshire without the state's formal blessing if an effort to eliminate education and licensing requirements for a host of occupations is successful. Cosmetologists, barbers, and a handful of others in state-licensed occupations would no longer need to go to school or get a license to work under the bill facing a vote in the House early next year that makes licenses voluntary. Now, I wonder who's going to get a voluntary license.
Oh, I think that there's a value to voluntary licenses
from other places, but from the state? I mean,
oh, yeah, sure. Because initially, the state is going to have the monopoly. They still have the monopoly on the providing of these licenses. And some people will want their hairdresser to be licensed to know that they're good. And I think that
would
a lot
be more
of the hairdressers,
like a certification at that point, right?
I mean, it would more so fall into the category of certification, more
yeah.
so. And I think other organizations may crop up. Oh, they may not. I don't think
I wonder, because I'm not familiar with this industry right now, so I wonder if there already are third-party certifications that hairdressers get.
I don't know. I would think that you probably would, mostly like franchises, maybe like First Cuts or whatever it is.
Supercuts?
Supercuts.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would think that those would probably be the closest to a, another.
I want to say I've been to hairdressers before and seen things on the wall that say, like, Master Stylist, mm-hmm. and then they're from some organization or
maybe.
Something.
I mean, you'd think that Vidal Sassoon or one of these guys.
Yeah.
Somebody. I don't know all the names. I'm not no expert in this area. But you'd think that those guys would come out with some kind of certification course or something like that
yeah.
just to make sure. And I would think that it would be better One story that's very interesting, like barbers have to go and get, you know, training in hair coloring. I mean, when I go to a barber shop, they don't have any ability to even do hair coloring, so why would they have to get trained in it? It seems
and
very
of course
strange.
There was that story about there was a young African-American girl in a neighborhood that was like kind of a poor neighborhood, and she was an entrepreneur and she started to do hair braiding, but the city kind of came down on her. And actually, this is where the Institute for Justice got involved, because they're like this organization that basically fights court cases that are pursuant to people's ability to start to run businesses and stuff. Anyway, so this girl tried to have their hair braiding business, and the state said, no, you have to get a license. Now, the license required 1,000 hours of beautician school, and it was a pretty high cost to get into the school. And the some of the members of the board who certified hairstylists in that city were actually part of the one beauty school in the city or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Sure. That's how it is here in New Hampshire, and I think it's probably that way most places, is the people that run the licensing boards with the government tend to be people who are in that industry, and
yes,
it benefits them to keep people out.
Yeah, it's a revolving door, and yes, they have an incentive to keep people out. But in this particular case, there were 1,000 required hours in beauty school, but none of it involved hair braiding. That wasn't in the curriculum. So she would need this license, 1,000 hours of training to do something that she wasn't interested in doing.
Yeah. And it wouldn't teach her anything.
Yeah.
It's just the purpose of keeping her out of the business of touching people's hair.
Yeah.
Because that's what every salon wants. I mean, if they can't have it so that all their competition is out of business, at the very least what they want is that there's no new additional competition and innovation in the marketplace that would cause them to have to do their business differently.
Sure.
And innovation is what makes business better. And this is, to me, this makes perfectly good sense. I love the idea that they're going to make the government licensing voluntary, because
they might if they vote on it, I guess.
It's going to be voted on. It's going in front of the folks that will vote.
And now actually they have a little human interest aspect to this story, which features one of the co-hosts of Free Talk Live. And the article continues. Derek Freeman, who is on the show, a 22-year-old unlicensed hairdresser from Keene, said his customer's satisfaction should determine if he can work, not a state license. Freeman faces fines and potentially jail time if police enforced the state law against him for snipping hair without a license. I have not harmed anyone. I have a growing list of satisfied customers. I don't think I'm doing anything wrong, Freeman said. But licenses like Nashua cosmetologist Pam New say that their training licensees, licensees like Nashua cosmetologist Pam New say their training protects the public, which trusts the state to regulate the industry.
Right. So if somebody is, if the public needs to be protected from a bad haircut, then the public needs protecting from everything. And I really wonder, where is the license for a guy who does brakes? I mean, here you have the part of the vehicle that makes it stop. People can die from this.
The
biggest thing that hairstylists have is, if you leave on the bleach too long, it'll burn their scalp.
Bleach can scar, but not
can.
All hairdressers
That's
use
small
bleach.
Claims court is for.
Sure.
I mean, if somebody opens their door to the public and says, come on in, I'll give you a haircut, I think that it's implicit and implied in the contract that you're going to be safe in the application of the bleach. And I think that the judge will rule in your favor. I think that there's every reason for that. And if the judge says, well, you should have gone to somebody with a license, then you should have. That's fine. I don't care. I go to... Actually, I have Derek cut my hair, and I pay him money for it.
Oh, it looks great.
Thank you. And, he does a fantastic job. I'm pleased with the results. So,
talented man.
Yeah.
Actually, I cut my own hair. So
yours is long enough you can look at it.
Right.
I can't see all my hairs.
But I wonder if, would they prosecute me for cutting my own hair without a license? Am I an unlicensed daggerist hair cutter?
I
don't know.
I don't think so.
Or does it have to be for someone else in exchange for money?
Yeah, that's what it tends to be about. One of the you know, people. I was having an email exchange with a woman who said, "We gotta have licenses for hairstylists." It was
really?
Yeah, on a message sort of board forum thing, and I'm like, and I told her immediately, "Look, I get haircuts. You know, I pay money for haircuts that are you know, unlicensed. Here's my name and address. Please send the cops after me. I'd love to have a haircut right in front of them so they can see this happen." And you know, she's
that would
like,
be the best publicity ever.
If he's not demanding money from you, then it doesn't count. If you just give it to him, then it's okay. Like, you know, they just want to get shifty as they can be about this. But
wow,
look, it's a haircut. And frankly, I think that this is true with everything. I think that certifications are superior to licenses. I don't think the government has considers the government to be corrupt and inefficient. Why in the world would they want them in charge of these licenses? It doesn't make any sense to me.
And just because you have a government license doesn't mean you're competent. You know, there are plenty of hairdressers out there.
Yeah.
Who don't just satisfy their customers. And the
happens.
Relationship that you have with Derek as a hairdresser and a client is a voluntary one. You know, so why should somebody step into the middle of that relationship and criminalize it?
Yeah, if I want somebody to have Derek to have a license or something like that, I can ask him, hey, look, you know, why don't you go get a license for me? I don't see any reason for that because I'm getting a fine haircut as it is.
Sure.
And you know, I get it for less than market. He doesn't have to pay the rent, the occupational license, and all this other stuff.
You can better believe it increases the price when someone has to go to school for however many years it takes to become a hairdresser.
Right.
And to pay the licensing fees and comply with all the regulations and stuff.
That is overhead, and it will tend to drive up prices. I mean, you know, it doesn't necessarily what figures into the cost. Prices are set by supply and demand, but you know, as obviously overhead, it goes into the thought process of the person providing the service, and they may
choose to
provide the service if they don't get enough money. If the price isn't commensurate to what they need to get, I'm willing to hand out haircuts, but I'm going to charge a heck of a lot more for them because my time's valuable. Like, I'm busy doing other stuff. You know, you want a haircut? Sure, $300. You know, and it's not going to be very good. So, you know, you have a situation. Yeah,
no wonder you have no clients.
You're going to have a bush, right? I do have one, and he's actually got a nick in the back of his head,
and he has no choice.
Right? You know,
you have a monopoly on his hair.
He gets M&Ms if he sits still, though.
Wow.
Yeah, he doesn't pay. 855-44. What am I giving the telephone number out for?
We're done.
In the meantime, you can go to freetalklive.com. We've got archives there for you. Participate in the uploading stories. Whatever you want, freetalklive.com. Thanks. It's been Mark.
It's Stephanie.
You've been hearing about the new digital currency known as Bitcoin, yet obtaining them has been tricky until now. Crypto Exchange is the fastest and safest way to buy and sell Bitcoins from anywhere in the world. We also offer a complete bullion store, so you can now buy gold and silver privately with Bitcoin. With 24-hour customer service and the most secure systems available, Crypto Exchange is here to get you started with the new Bitcoin currency. I invite you to check us out at bitcoin.freetalklive.com. That's bitcoin.freetalklive.com. See you there.
This holiday, Barnes & Noble has the gift you can feel great about giving. Nook Simple Touch. It's the world's number one reader, top rated by expert reviewers. And now it's only $99. With over 2 million titles right at your fingertips, Nook Simple Touch is the must-have gadget for everyone who loves to read. It's the smart, affordable gift. Give the incredible Nook Simple Touch. Just $99 with free gift wrapping at your neighborhood Barnes & Noble. Or visit Nook.com. Hurry while supplies last.